Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we will have lesson number 10, and in lesson number 10, we will have the last Arabic vocabulary letters, and by learning these four letters, inshallah, we will be learning all the vocabulary, all the Arabic alphabet, and inshallah from next week we will start to read from the Quran. Now inshallah we will learn these four letters. We will try inshallah to learn them in a very simple way so that you can always remember them. And actually this family, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it consists of four letters, which are, this is Lam, Mim, Noon. I will tell you about them now, inshallah. And this is the He. Okay. Let us first start with these three letters, Lam, Mim, Noon. Okay. First, I want you to know that in English, we have L, M, N. Okay? Following each other. Okay, now we will have three letters which are, you know, equivalent to L, M, and N. This, the first one is this letter. You see how you write the L in English? Okay, it is a straight line, then a transverse line to the left. This letter is a straight line, then half a curve. This is to the right, actually. L to the right. Okay, so the Arabic equivalent is a straight line, then half a circle to the left. This is called, what is this letter? This is L, L. Okay, for example, when you say Lord, okay, this is L, this is L. Okay, so what is this letter? This is L, which is equal to L in English. Okay, what is the next letter after L in English? Is M. Okay, so this is the, a small circle, a straight line, then a line down. This is the M. For example, when we say Mona, this is the M, this is the M. How I pronounce the M? It is equal to this one. The third one, what is after M in English, is N. For example, Noor, or whatever, you know, Noon. Okay, after Noon. Okay, this is the N. 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 This is the N. Okay? Yes.
As an analytical and visual person, with a whole different language writing,
yes.
I look at two, like, for the left, there's two. Does it depend how you draw it? Because, I mean, they're different for me. Visually, they're different.
Yes.
It just depends on the direction that you do it. It doesn't matter how it gets curved. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know. But I want to tell you, when I write these letters, actually, these are the letters, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is how you write these letters when they are at the end of the word. Okay? But now I will teach you how to write these Arabic letters, you know. The way of writing is up to where they are in the word. Okay? So suppose I have the L at the beginning, this is the straight line, the L will be like this. Okay? For example, la, la, no. This is no. In English, when you want to say la, when you tell me, Sister Mona, are you happy with the sisters? I tell you, la, la, la. See? This is la. So when you want to read this word, okay, you will say, this is the la. Then I put the alif in. So this is la. Okay? But if I want to write the lam at the end, for example, Rajul. You see the curve? You see? So the curve, how the letter you write it, it is up to its position in the word. This I will teach you, you know, step by step. Okay? But just at the beginning, you know, we want to know how to pronounce the letter. Okay? So when I see this letter, which is, when you look to the letter lam, immediately remember L in English. Okay, this is, I want you always to have, you know, something to remind you. Okay, so what is this letter? This is the letter L. L. Okay, so this is the letter L. Okay, and then what is the next? Okay, let us finish one by one. Okay, so this is the letter L. Okay, if I write it at the beginning of the word, for example, L. Okay. Can you read this word? Who can read this word now? Yes. Lay. La. Okay. Lay la. Okay. So this is how I write it at the beginning. It is all above the letter. Okay. Above the line. Okay. But if I write it at the again, at the end, it is below the line. Okay. Both of them are the letter lam, but it is up to what? When you want to connect the letter with another letter, it must be all above the line. But if it is at the end, I can have the curve below the line. Okay, this all is not important for you as beginner. The most important for the beginner is to recognize the letter. When you see this one, and I tell you what is this, you tell me lah. Okay, so now I want you to repeat with me, okay, page number 31. Okay, in page number 31, we will read the lah with short vowel and long vowel. Again and again, sisters, the most important, you see this, what you will learn inshallah next week, is how to recognize the Arabic letter so that you can read the Quran. Okay, you will not be, don't complicate the Arabic for the beginners. If you complicate the Arabic, you will never read the Arabic. Okay, because the Arabic language is a very complicated language. You can make it very complicated and you can make it very simple. Okay, for the non-Arabic speakers, it must be very simple. Okay, because also the goal of learning the Arabic language is not to read the Arabic language, is to understand the meaning of the Quran. You have a different goal. So I don't want you to be after, you know, the grammar. Or after, you know, what is this and what. No, I want you just to tell me this is lah, this is mah, this is tah, this is bah. Then you can connect, then you can know the short and long vowels. Okay, immediately we'll start to learn the meaning. Okay, so that you can get the benefit of the language. Okay, so now we will read from page number 31. In page number 31, it will be lah. Let us repeat together, sister. La. Did you find page number 31? Allah will start to read La. All of us together. Okay, you can use. I have extra one. Then you can read it. Okay. We are here in page number 34. La. Okay. We read together. La. Lu. Li. La. Again, la, lu, li, la. I want you sisters to feel the letter. La, lu, li, la. This is very common letter, you know, used in the Arabic. Okay, with the long vowel, it will be la. You see, this is the la. Okay, but this word la is missing something. What is missing in here? The fatha. Why? So that if I put the fatha, the alif will be a long vowel. Okay, so I will say la. Okay, I must put a fatha here. Okay, so that this alif will be a long vowel. It will be equal to 2a, so it will be la. Okay? Okay, so la. Now all of us together, la, lu, li. La, lu, li. Again, I will repeat la, lu, li, la, la, lu, li. Okay, I want you sisters now to write in your notebook
Okay, le, lu, li, le, lu, li. Okay, all of them once, just once, and while you are writing it, pronounce it loudly. Okay, go ahead until I. Okay, do you have a pen? Second letter of this family, which is the letter M. M. Okay, which is equal to the English M. Okay, this here is the letter. If I write it at the beginning, it will be like this. A small circle, okay, connected from above with a straight line. Okay, and both of them above the line. Okay, this is when you write it at the beginning. A small circle, here is the line. Okay, straight line. You make a small circle, then from the top of the circle, you make the line. Okay, from the top, not from the below of the, you see, from here. You make the line. Small circle, line. Small circle, line. Small circle, line. This is the letter M. Okay, this is at the beginning. At the end, I will connect it with this one. Okay? In the middle, it will be straight line. Then, this a straight line connected to the circle and the straight line. Okay? As if I connect here with another one. Okay? Inshallah, all of this you will learn when we will start to read, but just I want you to know that it is a small circle connected with a line from the top. Okay, this is the most important. Okay, so now we will read ma, which is equal to, this is ma, mu, mi, ma. Let us read together so that we move quickly. Ma, mu, mi, ma. Again, ma, mu, mi, ma. Ma, mu, mi. Ma, mu, mi. Again, ma, mu, mi, ma. Ma, mu, mi. Okay, I want you to write it and to pronounce it loudly. Okay, until we move to the third one. Sisters, please look to the... Okay, now we will move to the third letter. Okay? Which is after... Here, as we agreed, it is... Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Lam. Mim. Noon. Which is equal to L. M. N. Okay? So this, the next one, is like the letter N in English, which is N. Okay? So I want you to say N. Feel the N. N. Nah, nah. Okay, so this is the nah. If I write it at the beginning, you know, it is a small straight, then straight line, then a small transverse and a dot. Okay? The same in the middle, straight, transverse, dot, and this is the previous line. At the end, this is the, actually, you know, the classical end. All with the classical letter in Arabic, it is the one written at the end of the word. Okay, so this is the classical na. Okay? I don't want you to know the names. Because when you pronounce, you don't pronounce the names. You pronounce, you know, the letter, not the name. You will not say this is noon. When you start to read, you will say noon. You will not say noon. You will say na. So this one will be na. Na. All of us together, na. Nu. Ni. Na. Na, nu, ni. Keep on repeating until you feel the letter, because this is something, you know, not used daily for you. Na, nu, ni, na. Na, nu, ni, na. Na, nu, ni, na. We will move to the long vowels. Na, nu, ni. Na, nu, ni. Again. Na, nu, ni.
If we read with short vowels, it will be na, nu, ni, na. Na, nu, ni, na. Na, nu, ni. Okay, take your time and write it in your notebook and read. Because the last letter is one of the very difficult letters in Arabic. Yes. This one? In this one? Rahim, we will learn this is the last of the Arabic letters, and actually this is the letter which is called Now I want to clarify to you a point. Before we learn a letter which is equal to but it was the heavy one. What was this letter? What is this letter? Try to remember one of your special letters. Remember the letter ha? Okay, but when we have the letter ha, okay, we said that it is equal to the heavy h. Okay, now let me remind you with this. Okay, again, in the Arabic letters, I clarified to you that there are some heavy letters and there are some light letters. Okay? Both of them you pronounce the same, but one of them you pronounce it very light and the other one you pronounce it as a heavy letter. Okay? When we, now we, before we learned the ha, I told you it is equal to the letter H with a dot. Why? Because when you pronounce it, you say ha, ha, ha. You see the ha? And for example, when you pray, you say alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. You feel the letter ha, okay, as a heavy letter. Okay, but now today we will learn the light version, which is the you see, this is from outside. The ha, you see how I pronounce the ha? Ha, ha, ha. Not ha, ha. Okay, but the other one is. For example, when you listen to the adhan, okay, what the sheikh is saying? The sheikh is saying, La ilaha illallah. Okay, this is the one, okay. This is when the sheikh is saying La ilaha illa Allah. Okay? This is the he. And this is the he. Okay, this is the word Allah, which is A, double L, Lam, and he. Okay? How you pronounce this letter? You say Allah. You didn't say Allah. Okay? This is the ha. For example, let me give you something. Okay. These are two letters, two words, where you have the letter ha and the letter ha. Okay, I want you to know this because this letter ha is always in the Arabic. Okay? So now, when I pronounce Allah, I want you to say Allah. Allah. Try to feel the ha at the end. Okay, say it. No, loudly. Allah, Allah, Allah. Okay, but I want you now to say the ba ha. 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 This ha is the heavy H. This is ha. And this ha is the light H. Okay? So you must feel how to pronounce them. This is ha. This is ha. This is ha, ha, ha. This is ha, ha, from the throat. Okay? So this is the most important related to how to pronounce the ha, 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 ha. Okay? So I want you, sister, to say it after me.
I'm coming, get it wrong.
Okay.
Ha.
No.
Ha.
Okay, try. This is the letter. First teach you the letter ha, then we have time how to pronounce. The problem with the letter ha, sister, which is equal to, you know, this is like hat in English, ha, ha. Okay, the, what, why? No, 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 no. Shh, 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 shh. We are learning the Arabic of the Quran. We are in the masjid, angels are around us. No talking at all. Dangerous, very dangerous. Okay? So now, you see, sisters, what is important for the letter Ha is that it had three ways of writing. This is what I want you to know, because you will see this, you know, in the Arabic language. The letter Ha has three ways. When you write it at the beginning, it will be half a curve. I want you to learn how to write it, okay, first. You make half a big curve, straight line, small circle, straight line. Okay? So try to write it now 10 times. Half a curve, big one, straight line, small circle, straight line. Okay? While you are writing it, say, very light. Yalla, say. Write it, Nisreen. Write it 10 times, no problem. You know it will be it. Very good. And pronounce it, okay? I know you write, but no problem. Write and pronounce for the angel. I'm so scared. Okay, go ahead. Okay, very good. In the middle, okay, it will be a straight line, then a small, circle up, small one down, then a straight line. This is the most easy way. You know, there are different complicated ways, but if you can make a straight line, then letter 8, then number 8 in English, straight line. This is another way. Okay? Whatever is more easy for you, you can do it. This is also, I want you just, sisters, to say, okay? Very good. You are here just to say, this is the most important in the class is to pronounce, okay? This is the, if I write it at the end, okay, like the word Allah, okay, it will be, for example, the word Allah is Alif, then this is La, then another La, you see where the other La finished, then the He is a straight line, finished by another small circle. Okay, so it is always, there is a small circle and there is a straight line in the letter Ha. Okay, so this is the last Ha at the end. So if I see this shape or the letter A, number 8, or this straight line with the circle, all of them are equal to Ha. Okay, this is the light H. Okay, the tough one or the heavy one, okay, is the letter Ha. So the letter Ha is the light of the letter Ha. Okay? This is Ha and Ha. Okay, now we will read. I want you to read with me. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Again, page 34. Okay? We will read together. Okay, let us read from the start. La. Quickly, sisters, okay? Because I want you to feel the difference of the letters. La. Lu. Li. La. Ma. Mu. Mi. Ma. Na. Nu. Ni. Na. Ha. Hu. Hi. Ha. Then we move to the other side. La. Lu. Li. Ma. Mu. Mi, na, nu, ni, ha, hu, hi. Now I want you one by one, please come and take the recorder, okay, and read for me this page, the right side, then the left side. Okay, after you finish, please give it to Sandy, okay?
So then, alhamdulillah, all of us will record, so you will listen to yourself how mashallah you
read.
Okay, go ahead.
La, lu, li. La, lu, li, ma, mu.
Oh, Nisreen, did you read the wrong vowel?
Yeah,
okay, I want you to extend it more.
Okay. La, okay. Lu, li, ma, mu, mi, ma, ma, mu, mi. Okay. Na, nu, ni, na, nu, ni.
No, Nisreen, you have to read it
extend it to the degree yes. Because
na,
by time you will not clarify the
na,
na,
nu, ni.
Okay, keep on.
Ha, hu, hi. Ha, hu, hi.
Ha,
hu, hu, hi.
La, lu, li, la. La, lu, li. Ma, mu, mi, ma. Ma, mu, mi. Na, nu, ni, na. Na, nu, ni. Ha, hu, hi, ha. Ha, hu, he.
La, lu, li, la. La, lu, li. Ma, mu, mi, ma. Ma, mu, mi. Na, nu, ni, na. Na, nu, ni. Ha, hu, hi, ha. Ha, hu, hi. La, lu, li, la. La, lu, li. Ma, mu, mi. Ma, mu, mi.
I want you to extend it with the long vowels.
Okay. Na, nu, ni. Na, nu, ni. Ha, hu, hi, ha. Ha, hu, hi.
La, lu, li, la. La, lu, li. Ma, mu, mi, ma. Ma, mu, mi. Na, nu, ni, na. Na, nu, ni. Ha, hu, hi, ha. Ha, hu, hi.
So now, sister, let us read the vocabulary together so that you will realize what you know or what we don't know. Okay, now we'll start. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim with the first 1, 2, 3, 4 words. Okay, they are all similar. Okay, and actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahim, sisters, we hear someone knocking on the door. Okay, so I told you in English, for example, who is outside? For example, okay? You will answer me in Arabic, for example. He is, for example, a boy, the son of Cecilia, for example. So you answered me and you told me in English, he is a boy. Okay? Now you told me, I told you, sister, who is outside? You told me, he is, for example, a boy. Okay? Now I want to write this and read and pronounce this in Arabic, okay? So, this one, he is equal to one word. Hu, wa. Hu, wa. What is this word, huwa? Okay, huwa is equal to he is. Okay, huwa. What is huwa? Huwa is a word which consists of two letters. The letter ha, having a dhamma, and the letter wa, having a fatah. I want you to write like this exactly because this will help you to start to write a complete English Arabic. Insisted to write, he is a boy, okay? He is equal to huwa, okay? This is number one, okay? Suppose she is a girl, okay? Instead of he is, it is she is. She is he, yeah, hey, okay, hey, Okay? So now I want you to say huwa, huwa, huwa. Again, I want you to feel the letter ha, which is different from the letter ha. I didn't say huwa. I say huwa, huwa, huwa. Okay? Huwa. Okay, this is huwa. Okay? But when she was a female, I said haya, 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 haya. So this is huwa and this is haya. Okay? So now, this is, he is a boy, she is a girl. Suppose, you know, there are two boys. Okay? They are two boys. For example, this is ho, the same the he. Ma. Ho, ma. Ho, ma. This is what is written here. You know, I will tell you how you can use these four Arabic words. The first four Arabic. So now, sisters, what is huwa? Huwa is he is. What is heya? Heya is she is. What is hu ma? What I want you to learn is that in these three words, I have the letter ha, ha, ha. With the masculine, the male, I put the waw, huwa. With the female, I put the ya, heya. With two, when I have two, it is ma. Again, to make it easy for you, when the person is one, I put one letter. With the when it is related to the male, okay, I put the wa. When it is with the female, I put the ya. When I say they are two, so I have to add two letters. Ma. Okay? So now, when I tell you, sisters, what is the meaning? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is how you will start to feel, you know, the Arabic and to use it also in the daily life, not only for the Quran. Some sisters are interested for this, no problem. Okay? So now, if I tell you, he is, she is, they are, this is for the two persons. Okay? He is, huwa, heya, ho, ma. Clear or not for you now? Okay, clear? Huwa is equal to the noun and the verb. Heya is equal to she is. Huma is equal to they are. Okay? So if I tell you now, huwa, heya, huma, if they are group of people, okay, group of men, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it will be hum. Ha? Ma. Hum. So now you have four words. Huwa, hiya, huma, hum. What is the meaning of huwa? He is. When I tell you who is knocking on the door, you will tell me huwa walad. He is a boy. Walad is a boy. Walad. Let me change the pen. Word correctly. If you don't have the Arabic tongue, you must analyze. This is the word. Very good. Today, inshallah, we will learn about Allah, the Creator, everything. And as we agreed, sister, I want you to bring your English translation of the Quran.